negotiating today ahead of the deadline for imposing tariffs on Mexican goods. The United States is pushing Mexico to do more to curb the surge of Central American migrants. U.S. President Donald Trump is threatening to impose a 5% tariff on imported goods from Mexico next week if no agreement is reached. Some Republican lawmakers, normally close political allies of Mr. Trump, have said they will try to block the tariffs with legislation. British Prime Minister Theresa May will officially step down as the leader of the Conservative Party today, but will remain Prime Minister until her successor is chosen. She announced her resignation 2 weeks ago. May will remain acting party leader during the leadership election process. Ethiopia's Prime Minister is in Sudan to mediate talks between the ruling military council and leaders of the pro-democracy protest movement. The United Nations Health Agency is concerned over the current Sudan government's crackdown, which has caused deaths and injuries. AP's Charles D. Ledesma reports.
The World Health Organization says it's gravely concerned over the targeting of patients, medical staff and facilities in Sudan during a military crackdown on protesters that killed over 100 people this week. The group says security forces are making incursions into Khartoum hospitals, forcing shutdowns of emergency and health services. WHO says tent clinics set up to treat injured protesters have been set on fire and destroyed, medical equipment looted, and healthcare workers assaulted. Rapes of female health workers have also been reported. I'm Charles Ledesma.
For more on this story and the latest news around the clock, please go to voanews.com. This is VOA News. The United Arab Emirates, Saudi Arabia, and Norway say a preliminary investigation into a coordinated attack on four of their oil tankers last month